telling you, it's a lock.
But it rained last night.
Exactly. This horse loves the slop. It's his bloodlines. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter?
What did I just say? Come on, let's go up to the office. I want to call my bookie. Hey, don't tell anybody.
To the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says
this time of year, our friend Eddie Olchek is actually an honorary citizen of Kentucky. And Eddie joins us now from Louisville. I assume you've been there a couple of days.
How y'all doing? What's up, Steve? Hey, David.
Nice talking to you, buddy. How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling great. It's been this last little run here since I got that call on March the 14th at 5:07 p.m. telling me that I was cancer-free. I'm on the right side of the sod and feeling stronger every day. And, you know, all that weight I put on during my treatments, I'm down about 25 pounds since I stopped my chemo, so I still got another 15 to go, and maybe I can weigh in, and maybe if they need a jock on Saturday, maybe I don't think I can get to 126 pounds. But,
well, you know what, let's hope not.
Maybe my left side. but I feel really good, and it's always a great time of year, obviously, with playoff hockey going on, and you got the Run for the Roses on Saturday. So,
and this is a big deal. Eddie loves horses. He loves the game, and he knows more about it than we ever will. So, full field, 20 horses. Who do you like?
Yeah. Well, the one thing we have to look at here, Steve, is that, you know, the weather is really unpredictable right now. You got to get Mr. Skilling on there and you get an exact how much precipitation we're going to get here down in Louisville. But I mean, that to me is going to be the big story, is that whether or not the track, it depends on how the track is playing that particular day. So I mean, we still have a couple of days. It is overcast here, but we are going to get some rain here tomorrow overnight, and then there's a possibility where a front would be coming through on Saturday. So that could change everything. But everything being fair and being a fast track right now, I'm looking, you got to use the favorite Justify. This looks like, I was around this horse the other day, Steve, and when you look at athletes, like, you could just tell when you see college kids going from, you know, their particular sport to the pros.
Right.
Like the horse Justify, who's going to be the favorite, trainer Bob Baffert, who won the Triple Crown a couple of years ago with American Pharoah. Like, this horse looks like he's been in the pros for 5 or 6 years. Like, he is a man, and everybody else looks like they're a junior or senior in college. Like, he just has the incredible disposition of strength and muscle and everything else. I'm going to use the 7 Justify, but he's not going to be my pick. I'm going to go to the inside. I like Good Magic, the 6 horse.
Is that right?
He won the big race in Lexington, Kentucky about a month ago in the Bluegrass. Chad Brown, the trainer, terrific trainer, is still looking for his first Kentucky Derby win, but I think he has the right tactics to be able to sit maybe 6 or 7 lengths out of it, sitting in that 5th or 6th position. And once they get to that 1 mile marker, it's going to be a sprint for home the last quarter of a mile. So I'm going to play all of my tickets around the 6 and 7. Again, if the track happens to come up sloppy or muddy, or you can tell that the jockeys are coming back with a lot of mud on their silks, literally all bets will be off. But I'm going to build everything around the 6 and 7. I Justify likes the mud. The 6 is bred for the mud, so I probably won't deviate that much from them. But I'm also going to use, if the track is off, I'm going to use the name of a horse by the name of My Boy Jack, who I think really moves up on and off track. So we'll have to see how it comes up on Saturday.
And Dave, you were all about My Boy Jack. We were talking about this earlier.
I'm going to have My Boy Jack in there, no question. But the questions as far as Justify, if there are any, Eddie, have been that he was lightly raced. And now you're bringing up in Good Magic a horse that had success as a 2-year-old. How much stock do you put in that a horse didn't run as a 2-year-old, which no Derby winner has won it, or no, there's been no horse to win the Derby that didn't run as a 2-year-old since the 1880s. Or you have Good Magic which had great success last year.
Yeah. Well, David, let me ask Steve, because I think he saw that race with Apollo back in 1882. Like, what kind of race was that? Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry, Steve.
It was slow. I'm going to be honest with you. It was slow.
I'm sorry. So he was a member of the Clydesdale. Okay, he was a Clydesdale. So, you know, look, there's something to that. There really is. I mean, we have a horse that's coming over, Kentucky bred, that was racing over in Dubai and won the big race over there, Mendelssohn, the UAE Derby, and he won by like 18 lengths. We've never had a horse come and run in that race and then run in a Derby and win, let alone hit the board. So I think there is something to that. Eventually, you know, those curses are broken, as we've seen in our fine city over the course of the last 8 or 9 years with three Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks and, of course, the Cubs World Series. So I think there's something to it, but eventually, David, you know, a horse is going to break through and you know, Bob Baffert is a very patient trainer. I mean, he's one of the best trainers we've ever had in this game. And like I said, I think this horse, more than anything else, and you can't get inside the mind of anybody, let alone a horse, but he just seems to have, he's well beyond his years of only 3 years old in horse racing and only having three races. So, yeah, he's trying to beat the Apollo curse, but if somebody can do it, I think it certainly is Justify and trainer Bob Baffert.
Eddie, what do you think about Todd Pletcher's four entries? Audible and
only four.
The Arkansas Derby winner, Magnum Moon, Vino Rosso.
Noble Indy. I mean, he's got 20% of the field, right? So, you know, he won the Kentucky Derby last year with Always Dreaming, co-owned by Vinny Viola, a West Point grad who also owns the Florida Panthers in the National Hockey League. He is back this year, Vinny Viola and Todd Pletcher, with another horse, Vino Rosso. I like that horse's style. He won the Wood Memorial in New York, training extremely well. He seems to have the ability to be able to kind of make that one run. The only thing I would be concerned about is that, you know, he's going to be pretty far out of it. So I think he can certainly suck up and get into the top three if they go really fast up front, which I think they have the ability to be able to do. Noble Indy, I'm not a big fan, but, you know, Magnum Moon, I think undefeated, has not lost yet, has not done anything wrong. Audible, very tactical, showed some speed a couple of races ago, then he won the Florida Derby by coming off the pace. So he's got a big shot, and again, Todd Pletcher, one of the elite trainers that we have in the game, and yeah, he's got his hands full on Derby Day, and people are watching the Derby on that day. That will be my walkover, which is probably the most exhilarating part of the whole day for me. Is that walkover where we get to walk over with the entrance to the Kentucky Derby, the owners, the trainers, and Todd. I'll get a chance to interview Todd Pletcher, the trainer, as we're walking over. You not only have to worry about these, you know, 1,200-pound animals and all the people and everything, but you got to just make sure you watch where you're walking.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't tea kettle and you end up face first. But I guess that would live on that thing called the World Wide Web forever.
Oh, that'd be big.
Tea kettle and stuff.
That'd be big.
Yeah. I'm going to have to wear some spikes and stuff, so make sure that I don't tip over. But I'm looking forward to that.
Of the horses you've mentioned, or maybe one you haven't, give me a competitive long shot.
I think my boy Jack is probably going to be, it's probably going to be 20-1. I think, and that's I think that's a very live long shot. And look, if the track comes up off, meaning sloppy or muddy, or there's moisture in the track. And again, there are just some horses that run better on certain surfaces. And I think this horse moves up tremendously on an off track. And if my boy Jack gets an off track on Saturday, he'll move into my top three. I don't think there's any doubt about that, because he's a hard trier. He's tactical on an off track. And so, look, what's wrong with 20-1? I know, Steve, you know, in your portfolio, you like 40-50-1.
I do. I'm a 41.
I mean, look at where can you get 20-1? Where can you get 20-1 odds in a matter of about 2 minutes and 3 seconds on any particular day? So, I would say my boy Jack would be the one horse that I think will be a live long shot, especially if the track is off.
NBC coverage on NBC Sportsnet goes on every day, but when do you go live on Saturday?
Saturday will be on at noon on NBCSN, and then, noon local. So 11 o'clock Chicago time, NBCSN, and then 1:30 on the big network on NBC. We'll be on there from 1:30 till just about 6:15 or 6:20, and then we'll send it right to hockey. So hopefully some horse racing people will stay tuned for the big game on Saturday night, which I think is Pittsburgh, Washington. But don't quote me, because I'm worried about the four-legged human,
right,
or four-legged animals instead of the two-legged human hockey players right now.
Got to ask you one hockey question, though. You're one of the greats to ever play. You're one of the great broadcasters, and certainly you've coached at the highest level. We know we got to have a healthy Corey Crawford. Give me one other thing you want to see in the Blackhawks this fall.
Well, I mean, I think they're back end, Steve. I think I've been pretty consistent about that, is that, you know, the back end needs to play to their potential, or there needs to be some upgrades there. And again, you know, Stan and his staff will do whatever it takes with the leadership of, you know, under Rocky Wirtz and John McDonough and Jay Blunk. And, you know, look, what's happened here the last little while has been obviously unacceptable and very disappointment, but there's an opportunity here for them to right the ship. But look, it's going to be a battle. I mean, it is going to be a battle. You look at Winnipeg, you look at Nashville, two pretty good teams. They're not going anywhere moving forward. You got Colorado on the come, like they're right there. They didn't have their top goalie. They didn't have one of their top defensemen playing in the playoffs. St. Louis is always there. Minnesota's always there. You know, Dallas, I mean, they're a pretty good team. So it's going to be a battle, and the Hawks have to have a bounce back next year. But to me, you're right. I mean, health is everything. But I think the back end, to me, is probably my biggest concern moving forward for the Blackhawks.
It's a great Eddie Olczyk. Have a great call and a great week. I know you're loving Louisville, and I hope it doesn't rain too much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. See you, David. Thanks.
Have fun. Thanks, Edzo.